And if you have your Bibles, be turning with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 26. And, you know, I couldn't help but think when they were singing that song, you know, I got to looking through my life, you know, in my mind just sitting there. And some of the things the Lord's brought me through, some of the things He's done in my life. And to say He's never failed me would be an understatement. He's done so much in my life. I can't put into words what and all He's done in my life, but I thank Him for it. Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew chapter number 26. If you found your place, if you would stand for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter number 26, we'll start in verse number 30. The Bible says in verse number 30 of Matthew chapter 26, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples." Let's skip down to verse 69. Verse number 69, it says, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You and praise You, Lord, for all You've done and the opportunity, Lord, to be in Your house. God, I pray You just help me, Lord, to give this to them how You gave it to me, Lord. I pray You just help me, Lord, not to get tongue-tied, Lord. Just help me, Lord, to preach this how You gave it to me. And Lord, I thank You and praise You for all You've done, Lord, and for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now let's skip back to verse number, let's go back to verse 30. I see one thing in verse number, let's see here. Verse number 35, this is where I'm going to be taking my thought from. It says, "Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples." And just for a little bit tonight, I want to preach on this simple thought, die or deny. We're faced with a choice in our life every day, die or deny. Now, what does that mean? You know, do we have to die physically? No. Paul said, I die daily, and he didn't mean in the body. He meant in his flesh. He meant he died to his flesh daily. And now I see where not only do we have the option to die to our flesh, but also there's another option to deny. Who are we going to deny? Deny the Lord. Now I'm just going to look at a few things and I'll be done. Just a few interesting facts. The word denying is mentioned 28 times in the Bible. 23 of those times it's mentioned in a negative aspect. And only 5 times of those are they mentioned in a positive view. And the only time it's mentioned in a positive view, those 5 times, is when we're denying our flesh. And I see that's one thing we really got to do in this life is deny our flesh. You know, I'll give you the definition of deny. These are a couple of definitions. I looked up the definition and 4 or 5 of them popped up, so I wrote down a few of them. The definition of deny, number one, is to declare untrue. Number two, to refuse to admit or acknowledge. Number three, to give a negative answer to. Number four, to refuse or accept the existence, truth, or validity of. Some of the synonyms of denial are disagree, decline, disacknowledge, disbelieve, disclaim, discredit, disown, disprove, doubt, exclude, forbid, forsake, negative, oppose, refuse, reject, or renounce. And now, just for a little bit tonight, I'm going to be looking at a few ways we can deny the Lord. That's not the end of my message, but I have about 8 of them, and I promise you I won't be very lengthy, but I just ask for your attention for just a few minutes and we'll be done. First of all, I see some of the ways we can deny God. First off, we can deny God with our ability. You know, there's a lot of young people, they can sing good, they have a lot of talents they could use for the Lord, but one thing they're not doing is using them for the Lord. They're using them for this world or not even using them at all. And I believe you can deny the Lord by not even using your abilities or using your abilities in the wrong aspect. I believe that He's given us them abilities for a reason, and we should use Him to not deny Him. But we need to die to our inner flesh, and we need to use those abilities to uplift Him. Secondly, I see we can deny God with our absence. My, can we deny God with our absence? What does it tell this lost and dying world when they say, yeah, I go to church, but they see your car still there on Wednesday night? We can deny the Lord with our absence. I see Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I see we can deny the Lord with our absence. We need to be in the house of God every chance we get. I thank the Lord for these meetings. We can come here instead of this wicked world on Friday night. I'll never forget, 10 years ago this summer, the Lord saved me at one of these youth meetings. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in church. And I believe with all my heart that if the ability to go to church is ever taken away, all these Facebook Christians are going to get on there and are going to say, oh, this ain't right how they're doing me, and I want to go to church. Where were you when you had the opportunity? Thirdly, I want to see we can deny the Lord with our actions. My, how many people have denied the Lord with their actions? They've come in here and they've claimed to be saved. They've claimed to know the Lord, but they act a different way. Out in public, they act one way and act another. It reminds me of a little tiny animal. What do they call them, preacher? Chameleons. That's what they call them. Reminds me of chameleons. They look and act one way in church, and they get out in the world and look another way. You know what that's doing? That's not dying in your flesh, that's denying the Lord. And fourthly, I see we can deny the Lord with our addictions. You say, what do you mean our addictions? There's a lot of people, they find it better to have their kids at ball practice on Wednesday night than they would in the house of God. Why? They're addicted to the things of the world. It is in our flesh nature to get addicted to some things. And we don't need to deny the Lord with those things, but we need to get, how about this? How about we all just get addicted to serving the Lord? Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be good to just start serving the Lord with all our heart? Fifthly, I see we can deny the Lord with our affiliations. What you're with, you know, what do you represent? Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with the wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 14:7 says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. With our affiliations, we can have maybe bad influences, you know, maybe some bad friends. You know, I can think of one in my mind. He used to go to church here, and he was a good guy, no doubt, but he was a bad influence. I could feel myself. I remember this very distinctly. I was thinking about this the other day. He recommended this worldly song to me, and I went on my tablet. I looked it up. I listened to it until I knew every word. That's how big of an influence he was on me. And I walked in Long John Silver's the other day and that song was playing. And it was stuck in my head. Why? Because I had affiliations with a guy that was a bad influence. And I decided, hey, he's more important than serving the Lord. And that's why. But our affiliations, you know, we can deny the Lord in our affiliations. Number six, I see we can deny the Lord with our attitude. You know, the right attitude means a lot. It can show people that the Lord is not only good, but He gives us something to be happy about. I see a lot of people and they're walking around kicking rocks like, oh, I didn't get to do this. And now I'll be the first to tell you, I'm one of them people. You can just ask Ethan if it's snowing, if it's cold outside, you'll hear me complain, no doubt. But I find myself with that problem a lot. I see we can deny the Lord with our attitude. Let's see here. Philippians 2:14-15 says, do all things. That all means all, like the preacher always says. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye may shine as lights in the world. Now I'm going to move on, but you know, we need to shine as lights. Our attitude is a very big light. I'm just saying. It says that ye may be harmless. It says the sons of God for a reason. You know, Michael, if you go out there and you be a hoodlum, you know, you are sometimes, but if you go out there and be a hoodlum, you know what people in the community is going to say? man, that's Jeff Whitson's boy. He's the county commissioner and everything. Well, you think he'd have, you know, you think we'd have taught him better than that. I wonder what this world's thinking when we claim to be child of God, the King, yet we go out here and we have a sour attitude. We go out here and we just deny the Lord every way we can. What are we sending? No wonder people ain't going to church. Our attitude is denying the Lord. And seventhly, and I ain't really been looking forward to this one, but seventhly, I see we can deny the Lord with our appearance or our apparel. Now, I'm just going to go through this one quickly, but Deuteronomy 22:5. My voice is squeaking. Give me a second. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto thy God." That's Deuteronomy 22:5 if you don't believe me. It says it right there. Now, I asked the preacher, so if this definition's wrong, pin it on him. He said the definition of abomination is that basically means that God hates it. Now, I see the first part. "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man." You hear me, Michael? If I see you out in a dress, that means you're wrong. All right, we understand that. That's the easy part. We all understand that. But there's a flip side to this verse. It said, "Neither shall a man..." No way, I read it backwards. Okay, the first of the verse. "The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto man." That's the flip side. Now, it's easily concepted. Hey, you better not wear a dress, guy, okay? Yeah, we all know that's wicked. But a woman can wear a pair of pants. And I know a lot of good women that wear pants. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're against the Lord if you do. No offense. It says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man." Now, let me just simply ask you this question. And I'll move on. If you're a woman or a girl here and you wear pants, just listen to me for 1 second. If the Lord came down from heaven and walked up to you and said, "I hate when women wear pants," I believe that every woman in this building that wore pants would stop wearing pants, no doubt. Yet, isn't the Bible not inspired, God breathed? It says, Deuteronomy 22:5, "For all that do so are an abomination to the Lord." He's saying it right here. He hates it. The Lord hates it when women wear pants. The Lord hates it when men wear dresses. And the Lord thinks that they're equally a sin. Now, I'm going to move on. The eighth thing, and this is the final thing, and I saved this one for last. And this is one of the most convicting things to me. It's that we can deny the Lord with our apathy. And I'm almost done. What does that word apathy mean? It means lack of interest, enthusiasm, and concern. Now, you know, I believe that's the one everybody struggles with the most. With our lack of that, it seems like, you know, we have witness visitation on Saturday and we come and there's not really much people there. But, you know, when there's food, we should just start doing food. I ain't going to get off on that. But lack of interest, enthusiasm, concern. It's like nobody cares anymore. No big deal. People's dying and going to hell. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to stop denying the Lord? And are we going to start serving Him? Or are we just going to keep denying Him with our apathy? People walk around, and I'm bad for that one too. I get my mind on something, and it's like I can't get my mind off of it. And I see lack of interest, enthusiasm, concern. That's probably one of the most convicting ones for me. And I'll read you this verse, and I'm done. Titus 1:16 says, "They profess," notice that word profess, "they profess that they know God, but in works they deny. Being abominable," where did we hear that before? "And disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." I'm going to read you these two definitions. I already read you the one about abomination. That means God hates it. Or the word abominable, I read a definition. It says very bad or unpleasant. And the word reprobate simply means a depraved, unprincipled, or wicked. Let's read that verse one more time and I'm done. "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him." Does that not sound like the average Christian these days? Does it not sound like us? Does that not sound like us? They profess that they know God. We got a lot of people claiming to be saved, but in works they deny Him. You know, I'm going to read these points and I'm done. If we quit denying the Lord, there's no telling what we can see. We can see revival. We can see our churches grow. We can see sinners get saved if we just stop denying the Lord. I'll read you my 8 points and I'm done. We can deny the Lord with our ability. We can deny the Lord with our absence. We can deny the Lord with our actions. We can deny the Lord with our addictions. We can deny the Lord with our affiliations. We can deny the Lord with our attitude. We can deny the Lord with our apparel. And we can deny the Lord with our apathy. I'm done, preacher.
Whitson family, y'all come.